The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, our music act this morning are a little bit different, described by Hot Press as playful, experimental and ingenious mix of old and new. They have created a new genre they call scrapyard folk, so-called because they have converted a variety of unlikely discarded articles into musical instruments. They are Twin-Headed Wolf, also known as Twins, Julie and Branwen Kavanagh, and they're going to start with their song Liar. But first, before we get into the song, Branwen, tell us all about it.
So this song is about a boy with no voice and he has very strange ideas about reality.
Great stuff. Take it away. Terrific. That's Twin-Headed Wolf and Liar, and we'll hear more from them later in the show. Now, we're rejoined by twins Julie and Branwen Kavanagh. You're very welcome this morning, and I'm fascinated by the instruments, Branwen, that you have with us. You might just describe some of them to our listeners.
So we have a lump of metal that's being used as a washboard and a tin can, and we have a milk jug and a saw and the top of a French hunting horn and a guitar and a harmonium.
I see. And where did you get them all and how did you learn how to play them?
I think we just kind of improvised, really. We just kind of found all these objects, yeah.
Okay. And where did your passion for music come from, Julie?
I guess we always sang together, and our granddad used to sing with us a lot when we were children, and our mother was always bringing us into the sitting room when she had musician friends over and having us listen to them. And we grew up in Clare, so that was very musical too. So
musical tradition down there.
Yeah.
And you've been busy recently. Just tell us some of the places you've been to, Branwen.
We've been to Glastonbury and Electric Picnic and Norway, and we're just doing a residency in Kilrodery House for a silent film festival. So.
Great, yeah. And tell me, what are your ambitions then, Julie, in the music business?
I guess we kind of have, we really enjoy working with different kinds of art forms and having collective kind of inspirations and people all working together our ambitions are very much to be creatively fulfilled. I think that's one of the main things, and to inspire and share that with other people and kind of build creative communities. So
is it difficult to make money in the music business nowadays, Branwen?
Yes.
What sustains you?
I guess some people, I guess you have to starve for your art in some ways, you know, and I don't think you have to, but it seems to be the way it is, you know. But if you're willing to do that, I guess it's you're fed by your art in a way.
Yeah, you know? And you're twins, obviously. Yeah. You're not identical twins.
We are, yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the hairstyle that did it for me. And do you get on famously together, or is there creative differences often?
We work through it if there's any differences, yeah.
And the name Twin-Headed Wolf, where did that come from?
We're not at liberty to say.
Go on, tell us. Yeah. Don't keep us in suspense.
Secret information.
Where did the name come? Well, I'm told reliably that you were at a birthday party when the name Twin-Headed Wolf was first mentioned.
Yeah.
And you were joked about being the name you joked about it being the name of the band. Yeah. And you've decided ever since that that's the way it is.
Well, our band started because of the name. It wasn't, we weren't going to be a band before.
And then when we found the name, we're like, oh, maybe we should be a band. So, yeah.
Okay. And some of the songs now are quite dark, quite dark.
Yes.
Why?
Why? I guess it's very important to us, I think. I think a lot of people feel they have to be happy all the time and kind of only focus on happy emotions. But to us, it's very important to kind of give the darkness kind of space to breathe, because it's kind of being honest, I suppose, and being able to express the darkness is honest, I think. So,
okay.
Yeah, and important.
Well, good luck with it, with your plans for the future. And if you want to find out more about Twin-Headed Wolf, they have their own Facebook page, am I right? And you can also see them perform for Culture Night in the Georgian Society at 7 o'clock. That's on South William Street here in Dublin. And you'll also, as you say, be performing at the Kilrodery Film Festival in Bray this weekend. For more details, you can see kilrodery.com/KFF. And the debut single, Shrines and Ceremonies, can be downloaded on bandcamp.com as well. So here you are. You're going to play us out now with another song. It's called The Black Keys. That's all we have time for this morning on Sound. Padraig Kearney, our broadcasting coordinator, was Denise Davies, and today's producer was our series producer, Margaret Curley. Here they are now, Twin-Headed Wolf with The Black Keys. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday at 9 till then. Slán. The black keys.
fever. I am your disease. When you exhale, oh, I am the wheeze. I am your vice and you'll never be free. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Fever, I am your disease. When you exhale, oh, I am the wheeze. I am your vice and you'll never be free.
John at rte.ie.